This is Bird Note. Remember this sound from your childhood? It's one of our most familiar wild sounds. The calls of Canada geese flying high overhead in long, gangly V formation. And it's one of our most enduring emblems of the change of seasons. October is the peak month in the southward migration of Canada geese. Geese that bred in summer in Canada and Alaska. But, you ask, aren't there Canada geese around all through the year, on park lawns and golf courses? Where do these geese fit into the picture? It's complicated. The birds we think of as Canada geese, brown geese with a white chin strap marking, actually comprise a whole range of geographic populations. Some are larger, some smaller, and most subgroups have distinct breeding ranges north of the U.S. border. However, some Canada geese are now largely non-migratory, much to the chagrin of golfers and others. Many of the geese that now stay year-round are the descendants of birds introduced by game management authorities in an effort to revive some of the original wild populations that had been decimated by the 1900s. So, while some Canada geese are migratory, flying thousands of miles each year between nesting and wintering sites, others are happy to stick around. We humans have made them an offer they can't refuse. Acres and acres of delectable grass on lawns, parks, and golf courses. There's a lot more to learn on our website, birdnote.org.